You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Monday rolls around, and with it, a new trending report. What in the world is trending? Darkness is trending right now. How you doing with the time change? It's dark in the morning. Now.
This is fine. This is great. It was our first after 7 p.m. sunset this year last night, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. But I will say I was a little jacked up last night going to bed, and it was still kind of light out, and the kids seemed a little thrown off.
Yeah,
everything will be fine in a couple days, but this is the first time I've actually noticed that it's messed with me just a little bit. Just a little.
I cannot disagree with you. I could not go to sleep last night. I was up until almost 1.
Yeah, I took a sleep aid last night to help me go to sleep.
I did too. I didn't.
You know, it's not pot weed or anything. It was just a melatonin, everybody. Relax.
Very funny surveys that were out. First of all, half of people want to switch to permanent daylight saving time. 31% want to keep it on permanent standard time. I don't know why, but what's funny is everyone else said, I don't care. Just pick one and stick with it.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with where we are now. Let's just keep it here. Make this the last time we have to change.
Yeah, most people are like, just whatever. Roll. Just do something and stay with it. We don't care which way it goes. What's also funny is that people don't even know when they're in daylight saving time or standard time. Last week before the change, they asked people, and more than half got it wrong. They were like, are we in daylight saving time right now or standard time?
Yeah, this is going to go hand in hand.
Like, I don't know.
This will go hand in hand with your IQ topic that you have here in a few minutes. And, you know, the amount of people that kept writing me over the weekend that said, are we still changing our clocks ahead 2 hours? Just because of a couple jokes I said last week.
Well, hopefully everyone will. There's some other story that's out that says that with the light lasting longer into the evening. Yes, you don't have to send text. We know it's the same amount of light, but work with us here. With it being lighter later, according to our clocks, they say certain crimes decrease, too.
There's
a whole list of them that actually come down a little bit.
Muggings are down, thank goodness.
Yeah, muggings, robberies, car theft, stuff like that.
The catalytic converter theft, so that's good, since that keeps happening here at our station.
Probably the big trending report over the weekend was the Academy Awards, the Oscar winners, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, which I haven't seen yet. You know what? Can I be honest about why I have not seen that movie? Is that it's about a multiverse thing. And honestly, for the last couple of years, I've been compiling notes to try to write an ongoing serial story that's based on that. And I don't want to be influenced by it. So I've been trying to stay away and not watch it. But now I'm thinking, God, it seems to clean up. Won seven of the 11 awards. And Jeremy, all I can say, and I know you've got some audio and stuff for us. I'm just happy for Jamie Lee Curtis because I've always thought she was a national treasure. And I'm just happy to see her holding the little statue. Not that I care about the Academy Awards or Hollywood in general, but if I could cherry pick, I would cherry pick Jamie Lee Curtis out and say,
she's
cool.
Yeah, she was super excited last night.
What other audio do you have?
Did you watch any of it last night? We plunked down for a while and watched it.
I didn't watch it. I like watching
the opening monologue. And Kimmel, you know, he only referenced the slap a couple times throughout the Oscars. Here's one of them.
Seriously, the Academy has a crisis team in place. If anything unpredictable or violent happens during the ceremony, just do what you did last year. Nothing. Sit there and do absolutely nothing.
Which is a pretty solid line, I thought. The kinds he referenced. There was a couple laughs. I mean, overall, it was fairly dry. Not really anything too crazy last night. Big takeaway, they had a champagne carpet. No red carpet this year, so everyone was like, why is there a champagne carpet color out there? The other big
takeaway... Yeah, they didn't say why.
They did. I didn't hear anybody say
why. Is there something
why.
Offensive I mean, about the
iconic,
red carpet that
an
I didn't
iconic
know
red carpet in Hollywood. Why didn't they roll that out? Brendan Fraser made news last night because of his Best Actor Award for The Whale, and I was pulling for this guy. I really was. I'm excited for him.
Can I tell you something about him?
Yeah.
I didn't know that my wife had such a thing for him until a week or so. In the last couple of weeks, we watched, we binged
the
show. No, we binged this show, I think it's on Hulu, called Trust. And he didn't have a big part in it, but he had a part in it. And Gretchen kept talking about, oh, I wish they would just put Brendan back on. I was like, what's, have you got a thing for this guy? She goes, yeah, I love Brendan Fraser.
He's the best, man.
He's in the show Trust if you want to watch that. But
and
yeah,
it's funny to see this
nice
guy
to
up
see
there.
Him win.
Yeah, I mean, it's a guy that, you know, has made his name with the movie Airheads back in the day with Adam Sandler and George of the Jungle and
Encino Man.
Here you go.
31 years ago in 1992, Brendan Fraser and Ke-Huy Quan were in a movie together, Encino Man. Two actors from Encino Man are nominated for Oscars. What an incredible night this must be for the two of you, and what a very difficult night for Pauly Shore.
Hey. And how about that Ke-Huy Quan, man, winning the Oscar, too, for, what was he, best?
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
That one, it was the movie, and I think he was best supporting actor.
Correct, that's correct.
And, and then when he was hugging Indiana Jones, when he was hugging Harrison Ford, did you see that?
I saw a picture of it.
Yeah.
Because he was short round, right?
He was short round, and he was in The Goonies. Nicole's like, oh, my God, that's the guy from The Goonies. I was like, yeah, that's right.
Anyway. And they both won. Ke-Huy Quan and Brendan Fraser. Not only were they nominated, they both won.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. I don't know. That's overall, cool. It was just kind of a feel-good Oscars last night. If you want to see some of the highlights, you can Google them. They're all over YouTube this morning. And
we started to, over the weekend, watch All Quiet on the Western Front, and we had no idea that it was nominated for Academy Awards. And then I came in this morning, and I'm seeing that it won something like 4 or 5 Academy Awards.
Yeah, that one looks
And we
good
had
too.
Started to watch it and then didn't.
I will say, you know, it's still one of those things where I was watching and I'm like, who are these people? What movie was this? I mean, I recognized Elvis. I recognized The Whale.
Yeah.
Can I play you one more where Hugh Grant referred to himself as a scrotum, which I thought was just the greatest because he was up there with Andie MacDowell and he was talking about moisturizers and how great she looks and how great he doesn't look. Here you go.
We're actually here to do two things. The first is to raise awareness about the vital importance of using a good moisturizer. Andy has been wearing one every day for the last 29 years. I've never used one in my life. Still stunning. Basically a scrotum.
So he pointed at her and said, still stunning, and then himself. Yeah. He looks rough.
What was that movie they were in? Four Weddings and a Funeral, right? That was their movie together. God, that's hard to believe. That's been almost 30 years. Yikes. Anything else from the Oscars you want to chat about?
I don't think so. Nah, that bad about covers it.
Headline says, our collective IQ has dropped for the first time in nearly a century. Now, this is going to depend on whether you put a lot of stock in IQ tests or not. I'm not sure I do. But if you are going to use that as some measurement of intelligence, they say from generation to generation, the IQ of the collective people tends to rise a little bit. But now for the first time in 90 years, it looks like it has decreased. It's either stalled out or maybe even reversed. Now, you can go through this whole thing of putting the blame on why that is. Who would really know for sure? But they say it is not just a USA thing. They say this is globally. They think IQs are dipping. Any reason why, Jeremy? And
TikTok.
TikTok, that's it?
Oh, of course, it's the social. Nobody talks to each other anymore. I mean, I don't think you need to read this story. You just need to walk around and just talk to the general public and look around. We had a wait person the other day at the restaurant, and it was the most difficult thing to get
a
conversation started and our thoughts across. And it was like, what is happening? How did you get a job here?
I know.
Oh, my God.
49% of couples say if they're not sleeping in separate beds or separate rooms, they want to. I have kind of been the cheerleader for this for the last several years, trying to get more and more people, because this is a sleep-deprived nation, and there is a stigma attached to couples, if you have a partner, that you don't sleep together. And slowly but surely, that stigma is being worn down as people realize sleep is one of the most important things you need to stay alive and thrive. And it could also be tied in with that whole IQ thing, because if you don't get sleep, your brain does not function. Finally, more and more people are starting to raise their hand and say, we're either doing it or I want to do it. It's just a matter of getting past the stigma, especially if that stigma is with the person you're in a relationship with. Like if they think that you're saying, oh, you don't love me anymore. Yes, I love you. I just love sleep, too. Can I have both? So half of Americans now raising their hands. Dang. My prediction, in 5 years, that'll be 75%.
You might be right, man.
I know I'm right. I know I'm right about this. I'm not right about everything.
I couldn't do it.
I'm right about this. You could do it. You just refuse not to because you don't like to change your routines.
I was curled up in bed, and Nick Nack and I were back to back, and we were, you know, kind of just like pressed up against each other, just a slight bit of, you know, like force, just kind of propping each other up, and we both of our feet were kicked back, and we were just rubbing toes, and I just was laying there thinking, this is the greatest thing on the planet right now. I am so happy and so in love, and I just
didn't
can't,
you,
5 months
ago
imagine.
Say you couldn't get to sleep last night? All right, what else is trending?
Yeah, that's other things.
What else is trending?
When I curl up next to my wife, she makes me happy, man. I couldn't do it. Today, because of this whole time change, today is National Napping Day. Perfect enough. And just a heads up, Dunkin' is giving out free coffee all week for daylight savings time. So a little plug for Dunkin'. It's you got to do it through like Grubhub and you spend a certain amount. But after you do, they'll spiff you a free coffee. So
I don't mind plugging those guys. They've always been very nice to us.
We've got one opening up right next door. I can look down from our studio window and see it. And we were like, hell's yes. Chocolate on chocolate donuts. I guess Ticketmaster is now coming up with a solution. You know, because they've been getting roasted lately, essentially, by their, you know, ticket prices and the way tickets are being handled. And I guess they're going to be telling us why they charge so much for tickets. They're working on a plan to educate both politicians and the general public about their practices and fees, so we appreciate what goes into the cost of a ticket.
I will
real
be very interested to hear this explanation.
I'm sure that'll be, you know, at the bottom of, you know, when you're going to buy your tickets, it'll be a giant paragraph that nobody will read.
The small print?
Very small print that nobody will care about. This story has gone viral this morning. It's a 25-year-old woman in New York. She noticed that her company posted a job listing for the exact same job she does as a tech writer. Here's the dealio, though. The advertised pay was a lot more than what she was making. She's given a ballpark, which is a pretty widespread, $32,000 to $90,000 more than what she was making. To make things worse, she'd been trying to get a salary bump for months without any luck. And here's this job posted. So she applied for the new gig. She tweeted
she
about it.
She basically applied for her own job.
It went viral. The company responded by taking the listing down and reposting it as a separate job. And then I guess a week later, they started floating talk about laying people off. So nobody knows what's going on with this company.
What?
She says she hasn't been contacted about her new application. She's pretty much assuming that after all this, she is going to be laid off. And she's fine with it because she's using this now to spiff a new book of poetry that she put out last year. And it's selling like crazy, Dom. Like hotcakes.
Roses are red, violets are blue.
I know, I was trying to come up. Here you go. My job is the worst. The pay is such crap. Because of my post, I'm getting a bad rap. I won't be going in. I'm off the corporate hook. Now, please go to Amazon and buy my dumb book. Hey!
Perfect. Perfect. Well
I can write a book of poetry. Easy peasy. And then real quick, the company Red Wing Shoe Company. They've been around for 118 years, and they are releasing Mario shoes, Mario boots, the iconic plumber. He's got those big red boots, and I guess the Red Wing Shoe Company has teamed up with Nintendo to put out Mario shoes that you can wear around and jump on turtles.
How much does it say?
It doesn't say, but they're like made of some sort of fancy leather and everything, so it'll be a buttload of money. So
well, I know what you're getting for Christmas.
Hells yeah. All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's really cute today. You can find it on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. It's a couple of 81-year-old dudes that were super surprised to see a self-driving car, and then they made them hop in the back seat with no driver and took them for a spin, and their little 81-year-old reactions, pretty darn cute. They
I gotta
were
watch
flipping
that.
Out. Check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.